Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. Your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. That quote is by Nito Cuban. And that quote is so relevant because we're starting another quarter. It's a fresh quarter. And yesterday's gone. We can't go back. We can't change what happened in the last quarter. But we have got every opportunity to succeed in this quarter. And for many, this is the last quarter. This is the last lap as you're running that marathon. You've put all the effort. You're getting to that final part of the intense journey that is sales. And I love selling. It's the best profession. In my opinion, it's the best profession in the world. But it's also an incredibly brutal profession. It's just relentless. It does not have any empathy. It does not have any compassion. It is absolutely brutal. And doesn't matter what happened in the last quarter, even if you smashed the quarter, you crushed your quota, the reality is it ticks over. It goes back to zero and it all starts again. So you could be waking up pumped knowing, bang, I smashed my last quarter. I'm ready for this next quarter to crush my target again. Or you could be at it waking up going, mate, last quarter was a disaster. And now I've got to do it all over again. So my message this week is really, really clear. Forget what happened yesterday. You can't control the past. But your destiny is sitting in the palm of your hands for you to control today. And what that means is it's asking you, what are you prepared to give? What are you prepared to put in to be the best you can be? What are you going to do to make this last quarter a focus so that it can elevate you to have an incredible 2021? And the more and more we go into 2020, it's fast. It's going. It's going fast. There is now Christmas decorations. They're selling Christmas stuff at the shops already. And before we know it, this year's going to be done. So there's no point looking back, but we've got an opportunity to look forward and think, again, what am I prepared to do to make 2020 a year that I'll remember? Find the positive in what has been a real challenging period. And it's about identifying exactly what you need to do to get the job done and be prepared to put in the hard work to achieve success. And I had a session today with a group of sales leaders across the APAC region. And it was amazing seeing some of the prospecting efforts their team are putting in. And they're not selling transactional solutions. They're actually million-dollar solutions that they put out there. And the sales cycle is anywhere from 6 to 12 months. And they were saying the last quarter, we've doubled our prospecting activity, which was awesome. And they're not expecting things to drop this next quarter. But what they're saying is we're going to continue to put that hard work so that we can start 2021 with a bang. And guess what? They might get lucky. That's the reality of selling, is there is no luck in sales. You create your own luck by putting in the effort, putting in the work effort, the commitment, the time to achieve success. And you create your own luck, and that's what's sitting in the palm of your hands right now. And as you get up ready for this last quarter, it's staring you in the face saying, what are you prepared to do to get this job done? Because that's what's the best thing about selling. That's what it's all about, right? We do this, we go through the peaks and the troughs of selling because the outcome that we can achieve is just incredible. And it's a buzz that it goes beyond the commission check. It goes beyond the bonus. And yes, I'm making this particular session. I'm always talking about how selling is all about the outcome we help people achieve. And yes, I don't disagree and I'll never change from the value and the philosophy that I have about what selling truly is. But I want to hit home this message that we do what we do because we've got to also achieve our own goals. And that is what I'm saying. There is no Q5. So my message this week is really clear, is take the opportunity that's sitting in the palm of your hand and make it happen. Make that commitment so that you can finish the year with a bang. So if this is a message that's resonated for you or somebody you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share this, because I do this to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.